The Eucharist According to the Fathers of the Church by Lawrence Feingold. St. Cyril of Jerusalem. St. Cyril of Jerusalem's mystagogic catechises, which are the sermons he gave in the Basilica of the Resurrection in Jerusalem to the newly baptized sometime before his death in 387 AD, conclude with a robust affirmation of faith in the mystery of the real presence. Quote, "You have now been taught and fully instructed that what seems to be bread is not bread, though it appear to be such to the sense of taste, but the body of Christ, and that what seems to be wine is not wine, though the taste would have it so, but the blood of Christ. So strengthen your heart by partaking of that spiritual bread." End quote. Similarly, he says, "Since then Christ himself clearly described the bread to us in the words, 'This is my body,' who will dare henceforward to dispute it? And since he has emphatically said, 'This is my blood,' who will waver in the slightest and say it is not his blood? By his own power on a previous occasion, he turned the water into wine at Cana in Galilee, so it is surely credible that he has changed wine into blood. If he performed that wonderful miracle just because he had been invited to a human marriage, we shall certainly be much more willing to admit that he has conferred on the wedding guests the savoring of his body and blood." End quote. St. Cyril then explains that the purpose of the Eucharistic conversion of bread and wine into Christ's body and blood is so that by receiving his body and blood, we may receive a share in his divinity. Quote, "So let us partake with the fullest confidence that it is the body and blood of Christ. For his body has been bestowed on you in the form of bread, and his blood in the form of wine, so that by partaking Christ's body and blood, you may share with him the same body and blood. This is how we become bearers of Christ, since his body and blood spreads throughout our limbs. This is how, in the Blessed Peter's words, we become partakers of the divine nature." 2 Peter 1:4. St. Cyril speaks of the Eucharistic conversion as the work of the Holy Spirit. We, quote, "call upon the merciful God to send the Holy Spirit on our offerings, so that he may make the bread Christ's body and the wine Christ's blood. For clearly whatever the Holy Spirit touches is sanctified and transformed." St. Cyril is also an important witness to the sacrificial nature of the Mass and its propitiatory effect on behalf of the living and the dead. He says that, quote, "We offer Christ who has been slain for our sins, and so we appease the merciful God, both on their behalf, the faithful departed, and on ours." End quote. The Mass has a propitiatory effect because it is the sacramental offering of the real presence of Christ, slain for our sins, and makes present the fruits of his sacrifice.